record highs. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Inflation is at a record-breaking high in the U.S., while the national average price of gas hit a record $5 a gallon. Hannah Cox is with the Foundation of Economic Education.
Well, this is devastating for people who are already living on the margins in our society, and President Biden and his administration continue to say that they care about these people and that they care about inflation, but everything that they're doing points to the opposite of that. They continue to make policy choices that lead to this kind of crisis, that continue to make people poorer, to make them trapped in stagnant wages, and to make it harder for people to get ahead. These things don't just naturally occur in a free market economy.
The Consumer Price Index in May was up 8.6% from a year earlier. Also, records continue to be broken at the southern border.
Just since October 1st here in the RGV sector, there have been more than 350,000 illegal crossings. Just to give you a little perspective, that's like the entire city of Anaheim, California, coming across the border in one single sector. Also, since October 1st, just here in the Rio Grande Valley, there have been more than 32,000 known gotaways. Those are migrants they see on cameras or sensors, but they just don't have the manpower to get to.
Fox's Bill Malusian in the Rio Grande Valley. A heat wave could prompt record high temperatures in the southwest.
A lot of heat really pooling up there in the west. This will eventually slowly drift off towards the east, but it's all being driven by a big area of high pressure. Temperatures through the weekend into tomorrow also, likely 15 to 25 degrees above average across this very large area. That means we could be talking about some potentially record-breaking temperatures from as far as East Texas, stretching you all the way back across the desert southwest into portions of Southern California, where again we're going to be seeing numbers climbing up into easily the triple digits.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Members of a college fraternity face criminal charges over a hazing incident in April.
Police in Durham, New Hampshire have issued arrest warrants charging 46 fraternity members at the University of New Hampshire with student hazing stemming from an event in April. The warrants are against members of the Sigma Alpha Epsilon Frat's New Hampshire Beta Chapter. A UNH spokesperson says the school was made aware of the incident by the fraternity's national headquarters and immediately notified the local police and will begin a formal conduct process after suspending the fraternity while the investigation took place. In a statement, the frat said it denounces all acts of hazing and misconduct. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
A woman gets slapped with a 5-year ban from a national park.
Heather Mikoski must stay out of Wyoming's Grand Teton National Park and pay over $17,000 restitution. This after authorities say she provided wrong information on purpose in the search for a missing man in the park. Mikoski reported last June she'd seen Keon McLaughlin of Jackson the day he disappeared and that he was headed toward Taggart Lake. Others told investigators she fabricated the sighting to ensure that search efforts continued. Officials say more than 500 fruitless hours were spent searching, investigating, and doing reports. McLaughlin is still missing. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A woman holds onto a tree and onto her 55-pound dog in Yuma, Arizona for 18 hours before being discovered and rescued from a canal, all caught on police body cam.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to throw this over your body, okay? It's a leash. Arms in it. That way I can... There you go. There you go. There you go. You're okay.
Police say it started when she went into the canal to save her dog. The conductor on a passing train is credited with spotting the woman. I'm Joe Chiu, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.